Playing with the Third Chakra by Mike, LMT2.
But I'll tell you what it is. This is the third chakra lecture, spiritual life purpose point lecture. We'll do it in about 15 minutes, and then we're going to do chart work. So get your thinking caps on, but first, we're going to move into state. We're going to move into third chakra state. You ready?
Yeah.
You guys have to leave.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Ready? Okay.
I am amazing.
I hold nothing back.
That's a lie.
Eat your hearts out.
Right from the top, three times each.
All right, ready?
Yes.
All right.
I am amazing. I hold nothing back.
Check this out.
Feel that in the body. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yes! This is a state. This is called the third chakra state. The state of third chakra, not Massachusetts, not California. Is she doing it? Is she rocking? Okay, get ready to change state. Loosen up. Change state. We're changing state consciously. We're changing to the state of spiritual life purpose.
Okay, Robin, take it away.
Everything I do, say, and think is my life purpose.
Hell yeah!
Everything I do, say, and think is my life purpose.
All right. Now, you know, I got this stuck in my head. Will you do that again? That was fucking amazing. I'm sorry. That was like so awesome because the difference between me doing it and you, oh my God, please.
Everything I do, say, and think is my life purpose.
Oh my gosh, do you feel that?
Yeah.
It's like that put me in a state and I've got chills and it's like, wow. Yes! Where's Deb Z? Will you say it, Deb Z? Just say that. Come on.
Sure. Everything I do, say, and think is my life purpose.
Yeah. Wow. That's nice. Anybody else want to?
Lisa.
Yeah.
Everything I do, say, and think is my life purpose.
Nice. Yeah. Is that all the difference is? Yeah.
Can I say it?
Yeah, for sure.
Everything I do, say, and think is my life purpose.
Yeah. And when you get up in the morning, you say this like, everything I do, say, and think is my life's purpose. You can change the emphasis of each one.
Well, that sounded like a movie trailer.
All right, three more times all together.
Everything I do, say, and think is my life purpose. Everything I do, say, and think is my life purpose. Everything I do, say, and think is my life purpose.
That's a state. Yes, ma'am.
Close the eyes and say with the closed eyes is different.
Is it?
Could you try?
Yes.
No, you know my English.
Ladies,
Yeah. Okay, Spanish, 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 Spanish.
First in English, close the eyes. Okay. Close your teeth, and after I say it in Spanish. Okay, close the eyes. Okay.
That is great. Close your eyes. Everything.
Okay. Everything
I do, say, and think is my life purpose.
Everything I do, say, and think is my life purpose.
Everything I do, say, and think is my life purpose.
En español.
Todo lo que hago, todo lo que digo, y todo lo que pienso es mi propósito de vida.
This is state. We went to all these different states, and I don't know why I'm on this theme this morning, but I just want to demystify state. You know, and then we can do this. We can turn it on and off inside the body. So, okay, lecture time. And then what we'll do after this is we'll move, do this. It's like I want to have interruptions and questions and staff throw stuff in. And we're going to breeze through this fast, too. Okay, ready? Go. All right. You see this elephant? This is you. All the freaking energy. Right? This little stake right here, which is nothing. Do you remember last year we read the Four Agreements? And in the beginning of the Four Agreements, it talked about domestication, right? And domestication and the mitote of domestication, the sickness, the illness of it, right? The madness of it. And so I like to call it domestication, belief systems, family training, cultural training, paradigms, traffic rules, what we learn in school, how we learn to operate in our little corporate cubicles and all that stuff. Collectively, and this is a Freudian term, it's the weight of mommy.
Could we add daddy as well?
Yeah. We can.
It is important.
All right.
Freud is way gone. Yeah, let's up that energy.
You can do anything you want. To me, this is cute because I live in
the way of parents.
Yeah. It. Listen.
It does matter.
Do it any way you want. You know, what's his name? What's that guy's name that wrote the Four Agreements?
Don Miguel
Ruiz called it domestication. You make your own language. I'm not any kind of authority that says, oh, it's the weight of mommy. I mean, it's another cute way of saying it. You can say the weight of mommy, daddy, culture, training. I mean, for me, it's
not
just
cute. You're the teacher, and you got it up on a slide.
Okay. All right.
Oh, sorry. I'm such an asshole.
No. Breathe into it. I'm just trying to make a point that within you, this amazing power, the spiritual life purpose point, the thing that you want to deliver that gives you the joy of being alive is being tied down by stuff, your training. I mean, it's the training. We're going to move on, Kate. Right now, we're moving on.
Can I?
Yeah.
So one of the things, so I'm not speaking for Kate, and just to be clear, Kate just made me realize something. I'm not always aware when I'm talking, just to be clear. Like, I don't know when I say things out loud, because everybody knows. And then you tell me, oh, and I didn't know I had talked. But anyway, but now I know I'm talking. So when one is looking at that, one's appreciating what you just said in the context of where one's come from. But for those of us who are sandwiched, it's really triggering because I'm the mom now.
Okay.
You see? So am I fucking up my kids?
Perfectly.
Right.
The answer is yes.
Thank you.
You're perfectly wounding them.
Right?
That's the way you need to.
So that's why when I look at that picture, I go, ugh. But if it was my father you were talking about, I was like, oh yeah, hell yeah, he's totally domesticated me. So that's, anyway.
No, I can appreciate that. And when I found this initial picture, it was of an actual elephant. Mm-hmm. And it was like I started crying.
Right.
I don't want to go there right now. Right. But guys, this is what you're doing to yourselves.
Right.
And that's when I weep and I cry and I have regret, right, is every mistake that I've made in my life is because I haven't honored my spiritual life purpose point. And all the pain and regret that I have, I carry, because as a mature adult, or trying to become a mature adult, I have to take responsibility for my decisions. And part of taking responsibility for that is to really acknowledge the pain that I feel, the regret that I feel, that this is, you know, this living creature I have abused. And I've abused my world because I haven't taken responsibility for my energy system. And so it's like, how do I make amends for that, for those, that tyranniness? And when I go into my spiritual life purpose point and I talk about it, it's like I could start crying right now, because that's the sensitivity. Yeah. Did you want to say?
I really feel that. I was in Sri Lanka and I saw those elephants, yeah, and it did make me cry. But yeah, who they were surrounded by were men with sticks that were beating them and hurting them to keep them tethered to that. And I know I went to an all-women school. I'm really like holding the woman flag, but I'm not, that's not all there is to it. But it's important to say that we're all one, and there is no masculine and feminine, but domestication, the blame on the woman goes back, right? Like fucking Adam ate the apple when he blamed Eve. There's a lot of cultural conditioning that comes in to just writing that little thing in purple.
Yeah, and I have no problem changing it. You want to see how fast I can change it? No, really. And I'm not. Mm-hmm. You know, here's the thing, is that when we talk about this, this is a Freudian term, and just to remind us all of what this culture in the United States, in the Western world, is made of. It's the Freudian world of there's something wrong, there's a pathology, and we're looking to pathologize. And Freud made, and I don't want to get into a big lecture about this, but Freud made sexuality bad. He made femininity bad. And so when I...
To the man who sucked on a cigar all the time.
Well, right, but it's really nice to recognize that that's the culture we're living in. We're not living in a culture of empowerment, and it's like I've got two really, really powerful female clients, and their big struggle that they always come to me with is how do I bring my leadership energy into the masculine culture? And I say no. You bring the feminine energy in to heal, because it's like the competition is set up with a sick patriarchal. But anyway, I digress with this.
Thank you for changing.
Yeah, and it's like, I wish it was that easy to change everything. I mean, it's very, very simple to say it, but fuck, that's what the third chakra is about. It's like really making that inner shift of we're living in this culture that says hide your passion, hide your aliveness. You know, it's like we live in a masculine dominated society, and it's not a masculine dominated society, it's a sick masculine, a flawed, an immature. It's an immature. There's an awesome book called Warrior King. Damn it! It's the fourth that's in the Wizard of Oz, and I can remember the.
Yeah, that's
Wizard
the
of
guy
Oz.
That started the Warrior Project. The what's his name?
Warrior
King, beggar, something.
Not beggar, but yeah, the same archetypes,
yeah.
And it talks about the movement from the immaturity into mature masculinity, which embraces. I mean, it's so difficult for women to come into the masculine world, and the model is, in the sick masculine world, is to compete at this level. It's like, no, don't do that. Bring in your strength. It's crumbling now. It's crumbling, you guys. And it's like, bring in your strength. And that's what we need more of, because it's like, indeed, it's time to stop the battles and the warring and the yeah.
That's how I feel. That is the anger, that's everything. That being angered like that. And that's how I am in life. And that just explains everything for me.
Yeah, so this is like an intrapersonal thing. And really, when you get into this and feel the sadness, it's like, how am I like the person that has the sticks beating the elephant? And I ask you this, how is that inner critic coming up in your life beating the shit out of yourself like that guy in India, right? Those guys that are holding down this amazing power. You guys don't, I mean, it's like, oh my God, it's like to wake up to the energy and the power that we have as human beings, the potential, but we're trapped to think everything happens here in the sixth chakra, that we have to drive cars, that we have to work this way, we have to get this much money. Those are all bullshit traps that we have to unlock, and it comes from the third chakra, and the hint is, once we dismantle that, and Shatish was talking about this yesterday, once we dismantle it, where do we go into? And the hint is the spiritual life purpose point, which is the profiles. And it's just a hint, because then you start living it out, right? It's like, then it goes beyond the training wheels into living it out. Yes?
So, permission to address you directly?
Yes.
What you just did was so courageous and so fiery, and we can all learn from that, because that was an example of not tamping down that energy. As we were talking yesterday, I don't know if you were here, about second chakra energy coming up, and then, okay, you didn't do that. You totally let it out, and we all learned from it, and I personally felt inspired. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And just notice how your body's feeling right now, each one of you. And just feel it. This is a state. And part of this whole transformation thing is feeling and being present and going into that witness every now and then and feeling how it feels.
I call it very grateful. I want to cry because when all the people, I felt the energy holding me in my vulnerability. For my speak, I felt that love. Thank you to everyone.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow, and feel that for me. No, it's like these are states, you guys, and it's like I forget. No, we just had an amazing moment.
Yeah, I felt like in my visualization, me, all your hands, all the energy in top. I feel like, oh my God, drugs. You know, could I relax? It's about trust. It's not easy, and I felt the sensation victory finally.
Oh. Viviana, after when you did that, afterwards I told Evie that I see you glowing, and I still do. I see like
radiating.
I see this halo around you.
Beautiful, your angels. Trust me. Change the life all together. Change the life here and outside too. You are very courageous. This person with history, with transformation for the world.
Thanks, Brittany. Okay, change the channel again. Third chakra. I've talked about it. Lisa's talked about it. We talked about it in first year. Are there any questions about the third chakra and the function that it has in the energy system, in this process, in this hero's journey that we're on? Anybody have any questions about it? I mean, I could reiterate, but I think that we all pretty much know what it is. So the idea with this is to feel how that energy plays out in the third chakra, how it is personal to me. And I know with me, there's this, I call it the hero, and it's this, the hero, coward thing where I want to act and I pull back and I don't want to act and I want to act. And there's always this push to act in the world. So that's just the way it comes with me. But the backstory of it is the spiritual part that it holds in my life has to do with transforming this, the lower energy centers, this energy center, so I can bring my spiritual life purpose into the world. You guys know that I was a drug addict, a heroin addict, and I was in living on the streets for a few months and in and out of like institutions. I mean, just to let you know, I wasn't thinking about this stuff 20, 30 years ago. You know what I'm saying? It's like, this is transformation. This is a different human being, and I'll be a different human being tomorrow. But I say that just so you get a taste of, I wasn't always this person that's standing here.
But the soul always was, right?
Sorry.
Because I relate so strongly to that.
Well, like, you do, yes.
Behaviorally, you were different. Like, you followed a different set of patterns and behaviors, but deep inside, the potential of the soul to actualize itself was there as soon as you came into the body.
Well, that's really nice, because that's a nice thing to recognize, that the path is laid out for each and every one of you. And it's like, it's not that much of a mystery. It's like, you can do this. And I like that the potentiality was right there, but I could also be dead.
Yeah.
And then if I was dead, would I be here, kicking your ass? Entertaining you and getting out of drunk?
Mike, before you change the slide, where it says excessive discharge through hitting and yelling, I just noticed a lot of people have been feeling a lot of anger in the third chakra. And that's the excessiveness of the third chakra, and so that needs to be discharged.
Nice, thank you.
Can I
can I say one more thing to her?
Yeah, of course.
And sometimes belching is good. No, for me anyway.
I've been burping this entire weekend.
Hello.
It's better than what happens in second chakra.
My preference is students. So a lot of our talk in the weekend is open, bigger, push, feel, more. Open. But for those of us who are already open and feeling so much, sometimes that feels like if I go bigger, if it gets pushed more, like where does it end? Like.
And you're talking specifically about your energy center. We've talked about this, on the phone and stuff. Yeah, and so part of that whole, forming those boundaries and what Corinne was talking about, the excessive, is to get some of that stuff out of the way so you can be more focused. I know my second chakra, it can go from like, whoa, manic to like, shoot, locked in tight. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, you also mentioned with the third chakra that that's a way to contain and be safe.
So that's the safety, exactly. Yeah. So that's why with empaths we were talking, a lot of empaths have blocks in their third because it's a safety mechanism.
Right, thank you, yeah.
So I want to be open, but it feels very dangerous and unsafe.
But being so excessive is not necessarily open. What you need to do is bring it into balance.
Right.
That's so once it's in balance, then you can actually feel the third chakra.
Right.
So I think I think for your example, what you're talking about is this idea that it's so open that it's like I'm getting steamrolled. I don't know how to let all this energy in. So you just shut the whole thing down. Screw it. And that, and I don't know if any of you, but the dynamics of that is that it's so open. I don't know how to set these boundaries appropriately, so it's like, screw it, I'm shutting the whole thing down and we're done with the picture. And that'll happen a lot in the energy system, in the energy center's third.
Sometimes that happens when you leave the school. Like, you've been so expanded by reentry, whether it's work or family.
Traffic.
You have to pull it down.
Yeah.
You have to pull yourself back in, but just test it a little bit.
Yeah.
It's also that expansion. It's very common for a charismatic leader to go from excessive to deficient, because that's what we do in many of our chakras.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's okay. I think what we're not talking about is what does a balanced third feel like and look like?
I think I pulled that out of the deck. Now that.
But can we do it on people here?
Yeah.
Can we do like, because I remember first year, I don't know if you guys did this the first year, but we get a bunch of people and we go, okay, like, is this person excessive, deficient, is this like, do you feel balanced from this person? Like, I found that, like, much more helpful than the words, because then I go, ooh, is that me?
Yeah, we'll have to put that in a different time. We're kind of full. The stage is a little bit packed. Yeah, but I love it. That's good, because I think we did that in first shot.
We did it.
Yeah. Or was it second? Yeah.
Hey, Mike?
Yeah.
Real quick. When you were just talking, you brought up something really that challenges me a lot, and that's the balance between going inward and going outward, because I do a lot of reading about contemplative work, and I do a lot of learning here about expanding yourself out. And I find it very difficult, and this is part of my life purpose quest, to know whether I'm supposed to spend more of my effort learning to go inward because of my history and past, or whether to go outward, because I could go outward easy. That's easy for me.
Yeah, you listen, know? Here's the deal. Every energy center is different. Every stage of life is different. For me, it's like this mixed bag. I've got the lone wolf, and I've also got the pack animal wolf. And it's like finding that balance that makes me feel alive. So I'm a CI primary. I like to think about shit a lot. But then I get this gift of sharing it with you. It's like I've got a place to deliver it. So that's the inner work and the outer work. So ultimately, it really depends on where you're at in your path on the journey and you know, what you're called to. I know the inner work and delving into these lower, this is inner work down here. You know, and then, but I get to use this with my clients too. I mean, all the work that I've done. So does that kind of answer it?
Yeah, it's just, like you said, you got to feel your way through
it. I love that, feel your way through it.
Yeah,
so this is the healthy third. This one here, not afraid of rejection or failure. Here's the deal. It's like, this is where the shame is coming from. It's like, because we get this image of who we should be, and we have to maintain that. And this goes into the great divorce and those characters that those people accepted and the characters that I hold of myself. As soon as that's challenged, I feel shame, right? And so you create a new identity that has to do with, I'm a learning machine. I'm here to learn, I'm here to grow, I'm here to evolve. To slowly over time develop that into the structure, then when you make a mistake in public and you trip over yourself and you fall on your face, it's like, oh, I'm going to learn to tie my shoes before I get up on stage. I mean, you guys have watched me, another gift that I give you, it's like you've watched me fail a lot just in the last 3 weeks. And it's like, what do? It's like, usually laugh about it while you laughing at me. I mean, it's like, who the frick cares? You know, so it's like to really develop that healthy sense of, there's a book called, oh crap, it's, yeah, there you have it. Okay.
John Bradshaw one?
Huh?
The John Bradshaw one about the shame?
No, it's another one. It's called Growth Mindset. Carol Dweck. Growth Mindset, Carol Dweck. And it's really cool because it's like once you get into that and you start, you know, back to my shorthand cartoon land that I live in my head, it's like to embrace a growth mindset means that I'm willing to screw up in front of people. I've made this thing about my job in this world is to learn and grow, you know, part of it. So. Anyway, it's really nice to recognize that's part of the third. Then the power will assertiveness. I don't know where that ease fits in, but that ability to break those bonds that we self-created, you know. I love that image of the guys with the stick beating.
Ease is confidence.
Okay, thanks.
Like you feel at ease and you're confident.
I think it's what Reese said yesterday. Effortless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It just comes.
Yes.
You don't try. You don't will it.
Yeah.
It just comes.
Yeah. That's the ease of the flow.
I just wanted to add something from my own personal experience. Something that I've noticed around rejection, not afraid to be, you know, failing in front of others, is that when people realize that you're not perfect, that you're human, it just automatically, you gain more trust from them.
Yeah.
Just personal experience, I've felt that.
That's happening in my nursing environment, too.
Yes.
This is a very perfectionist-oriented.
Yeah, for sure. Fill out forms, check boxes.
And as I get vulnerable with them, more people are becoming vulnerable, too.
I don't know which way I'm going with this on this deck, so we'll find out in a minute. But well, no, because it's like I jump forward to skip some, and I'm recognizing that I want to get us to do chart work. Changing I have to I want to, I am constantly checking myself. It's like, oh, I got to go get groceries. Oh, I got to do this. I got to go to work. It's like, dude, be freaking grateful. I get to work and get the money and express myself. I get to go get groceries. There's groceries down the street. I mean, it's just check that. And I saw it in somebody's homework where it's like, whoever it was said, I'm catching myself saying I have to a lot. And it's like, yeah, change that to I want to. Oh, and then balancing the third. Okay, so look.
Yes.
The John Travolta?
No, that's Superman.
That's Superman.
That was
Super Mike. Do it right now. Everyone up and do a walk. That the cape is on the back and I fucking rock. Come on, get on it. Let's do this. This is going to be our meditation walk of the day.
Yeah, I love it.
Save the world. Save all.
Strut, guys.
So when you're walking on to talk to your wife, come on, let's walk it. Where's the camera? All right, let's get back. Deb, you put your robe on and you're good. Or Nancy, sorry. Hey, so when you're getting ready to go into work to talk to the boss.
How does that work in the police department?
Yeah. I walk in and they start laughing at me.
Who called him?
There's this spiritual life purpose point, and we expanded this whole thing, which is the heart line. That was the first thing we did this morning, I think. And then the spiritual life purpose point, I took all the notes that I had that I had on this over the years. So at one time he said it was our contract. It's the contract that we made. This is what we're here to deliver. It's the guide on our life's path. And Kristen mentioned that about, you know, it's like the soul is always there, but that's the path, and the spiritual life purpose gives us that guidance. It's what you deliver, the spiritual quality that you deliver. We talked about that yesterday, and we'll do it some more. Reese will come in tomorrow and do it, and then anybody he misses, he'll deal with. This is years ago. So this was the connection between the heart and the soul. That was the thing that, and there's again the heart. So that's why, you know, it's like, be flexible with the shit, with the stuff, sorry. And then it's how you use.
Michael, your third chakra swears a lot. I'm just going to say.
I like it. How you use your physical life purpose qualities. So it's like I got this little like it's like I like mixing it up. I love mixing it up. And that's the I get to deliver through that to you guys, that this quality of compassion, this quality of caring, this quality of acceptance, you know? All right, and then quotes from this book. Does anybody recognize this title? I took these quotes out, and I'm going to try to read them. They look a little bit fuzzy. Can you read them out there?
Yep.
Oh, maybe it's good. Oh, that's the wrong button. Oh, there!
That's better. Perfect.
Whatever. Okay, so I'll put my glass on. So we try to attach ourselves to external objects, external events, external relationships. That's what we do, and the thing is to turn that around and attach ourselves to our heart line and bring that out into the world, right? This is all coming from that chapter on the spiritual life purpose one. And I said, no one can, outside of you, can actually tell you who you are. They can only point out to you, which has been so obvious your entire life that you missed it. And so that's the, in this spiritual family, that's the goal. It's like, you guys tell each other what you see. And it's like, oh my God, it's like, you know, words are secondary things. They're like things that are trying to describe qualities and feelings and spiritual things, but it's like, they don't really capture it, but that's the only thing we can convey. Except, I mean, when you were talking, Viviana, it was like crying and holding at your heart and your tone of voice, you conveyed that, and I felt it. And I not only felt it in here, but I felt chills on my arm. So there's other ways to convey information. And then each lifetime, this is nice, each lifetime our soul chooses to certain challenges to support us in our personal human evolution and in our soul evolution. Every life purpose, calling, or challenge is to strengthen and discipline both your body and your spirit. And then check this out. These challenges and marching orders are held in the life purpose point. So it's like this stuff that you're struggling with, this is your gift. And that we'll talk about that more next year. But you'll get glimpses of it this year. And then it says, when a person chooses their highest quality on planet Earth, that is a hard-won medal of inner discipline. You hear the calling of the third chakra again? Yeah, this is nice stuff. And I think that's it. Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm going backwards. Shit. What's happening? I give up. Whatever. Who put this together?
A CI.
Let's do any quick questions. Then we got to do groups. We got to get some chart.
Like we have a way to split up the groups too. So let's do questions, and then we're going to talk.
Okay.
About how we're
thank
do
you. Thank you. You want to just dive into it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So, if you feel like you're